It is now 7 p.m. and Chairman Franek will not be in attendance, so I will go ahead and call the roll. Commissioner Murr, Commissioner Raynor Ogden, Commissioner Graham White,
Here.
Commissioner Kaczynski,
Here.
Commissioner Forehand,
Here.
Commissioner Sager,
Here.
Chairman Franek. All right, so since Chairman Franek is not here, we're going to have a chairman pro tem for the meeting. And would anyone like to volunteer?
I nominate John Forehand
All right.
to serve as chairperson pro tem.
Okay. Let me get the
chair. Assume the chair.
After the vote. All right, Commissioner Murr?
Aye.
Commissioner Graham White?
Aye.
Commissioner Kaczynski?
Aye.
I don't know if you're supposed to vote. Commissioner Forehand?
Aye.
Commissioner Sager?
Aye.
All right. To the chair with the gavel and all. All right, I don't see David on Zoom. So I know I think he was traveling, David Raynor Ogden, I should say. And so I think we will just start the meeting.
Thank you. Thank you. Luke was kind enough to give me a script for this. So we're just going to walk through this. And the fact that no one's here would be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have to go through the Zoom. We don't have to do that. Not seeing anyone in the public. I assume there's no public.
There's no one online either.
Okay. All right. Let's see. And then on to the next item of the agenda, which would be the approval of the meetings from last month. Wanted to see if there were any comments.
Apologies for missing it.
Seeing no comments, would someone like to make a motion to approve the meeting minutes?
Second.
Okay.
All right.
Rolling right through this.
Commissioner Murr.
Aye.
Commissioner Graham White.
Aye.
Commissioner Kaczynski.
Aye.
Commissioner Forehand.
Aye.
Commissioner Sager.
Aye.
Passes.
Okay. So we did that. We talked about that. So we're going to go on to the next item, which is number four, which is 604 Bonnie Bray. No one's here to discuss it. I don't know.
Yeah,
did you anticipate they'd be here? Or?
Frank told me he would be here, and okay. I may have his cell phone number somewhere in my email. If I would see if I can give him a call.
Yeah, I guess that's worth doing, right? Because is it worth having discussion about it without them here? Or
I think it's on the fourth page of the packet, too.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Frank Heitzman? Oh, that might be the architect. Apologies.
Oh, you're right. There could be something on there, though.
Sorry about that.
It's right there. Usually pretty spot on about these things, so.
Hey, Frank, it's Luke with Bozer Road Forest. Yes. What would be your ETA? It might be easier if you just hop on via Zoom. Yes, it should be on. I'll send you a link right now. But you know, if you're close by, Maybe we'll just have you join via Zoom then. I will shoot you an email. Okay, I'm going to put the phone down and ask the commission if they would be willing to wait for that. Just give me 1 second. Okay. I'll ask 1 second. Say you can be here in 10 minutes. Would you guys be willing to wait? Right.
Yeah, I'm fine.
So what we're going to do is we'll continue with the rest of the agenda, and then when you get here, we'll go back to your item. So, yes. Okay. Maybe saving one for after. So, I'm on. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll it said he'll be here in 10 minutes.
All right. That's probably better to have him.
Yeah.
Then we're going to have to drag out these items, I'm afraid. So let's see. What do we have? Number 5 on our agenda is a discussion regarding promotion of river forest architecture and history. Are there any comments? I know, Jan, it maybe you could give us a tell us about the May event.
So the May 5th sidewalk tour sponsored by the very successful. It was south of the tracks. Stop by the museum and grab a booklet. A lot of history about each of the 5 houses in there. I don't know what ticket sales were. I think they sell the tickets until nobody shows up anymore. And it was and different size homes. The two, there were two on Gale that were pretty sizable. One is a Queen Anne that was redone at the Maycruck House. That was you wouldn't recognize it if you saw previous pictures, but they did a lot of restoration to bring it back to its original. And then next door to it, there was another house, the Bogan House. And what's that design of that house called? Is that? Yeah. But it had some kind of a front gate. But anyway, that was a Queen Anne. Then we had maybe a Craftsman style or shingle style. No, Craftsman style. And then there was... and then the big, beautiful Queen Anne up on Keystone. And then two prairie style on up on Gale. So it was very walkable. So that was great.
Is this something, and maybe we couldn't do this, but is this something that could be on the website? I don't know if scanned and put on.
Yeah,
there,
you have to ask the Historical Society.
Yeah, okay. Just a thought, since it's all river forest.
Yeah, every other year. So next year will be Oak Park. Okay. Then in 2026, we'll be back in river forest.
Okay. Is there any other discussion on promoting river forest architecture and history? Yeah, I went to the Roosevelt Middle School open house. They had their anniversary, their 100-year anniversary over the weekend.
Did you hit your button?
And they, the historic group was there, the Oak Park, and they had a good crowd there, and everybody was sort of huddling around them, wanting to learn more about their homes, and so it was a good event.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah,
along that line, two homeowners on River Oaks contacted Rachel over at the History Museum, wanted to know more about their homes. One had mentioned that about the restriction and on the deed. And so I gave Rachel, she's the operations manager. So I gave her all that I had on just those two houses, because I think the Historical Society really should have everything that we discovered or I discovered, because anybody can do a FOIA. I mean, this is not privileged proprietary information, but I forwarded the FOIA docs from the FOIA requests, my little map that I drew out from the of that area. But it's on the CAD map. It's on the cadastral.
Okay.
But it's this is easier. But so it was, I heard back from Rachel just briefly, and one of the homeowners said that she had stricken the restrictive covenant from her deed. So it was still on there. And I don't know if she ever paid attention. And I know that it's illegal now. So I would she have just redlined it? Okay, so maybe she did that. And then I don't know about the other person, but the one was, seemed to be very, very, very interested in finding out more. So that's good. People want to know about their homes. That's one thing that can be promoted by the village on the village website or newsletter. You know, go over to 129 Lake Street, research your home.
Yeah.
And also, if you have documents, if you have pictures, let the museum know, because there's stuff out there that they constantly find out about, pictures and documents. The searchable database is working. Now there are almost 3,000 properties. There's, between 2,900 and 3,000. So it's not just the significant property list. It was all the properties that the survey group looked at. So your home's on there, whether it's significant or not, which is really not. I mean, it's pretty sketchy if you look at, you know, there's no detail. But there are a lot of blanks filled in on the survey. So you find out some data, and then if you want to know more, go over to the museum and see what they have. So it's another thing, good thing to promote. And it's pretty easy to get on there.
Yeah. Okay. Luke, have we seen any of the preservation awards? Have we seen any submissions come in?
I have not received any submissions, but it's still, I think last week might have been a pretty intense week for social media, but I do think it will be still always on social media coming up until the application deadline.
Okay. And when's the deadline?
I think it's late July. I think it's like a week before the July meeting. I mean, I could.
Okay.
July 26th is the deadline for the awards.
Okay, thanks. We can move on to number six, discussion of additional ways to protect significant properties. Does anyone have anything to discuss on that end? Okay. Other business?
I think next meeting, technically that date, I will be out of town. The date is June 27th. I'm leaving that Wednesday night. But maybe just to put on everyone's radar, I will be sending out an email about maybe pushing, depending on if the community room's open, moving the meeting back a day or two so I can be here and we can have the meeting, or the 20th, but I'll have to dive into the calendar and see what other meetings are taking place and go from there. If not, I'm sure Matt could come back down. But also, I may have to say this, I have nothing in the hopper for certificates of appropriateness or anything like that.
Yeah, I wonder if this is typically a slow period of time for getting more of these. We'll see. But, hello. Well, I think that wraps up our other business then. So just in time, we can roll back to the application for certificate of appropriateness for 604 Bonnie Bray.
Let the record reflect that the applicant arrived here at 7:16, and we have gone back to this agenda item.
Okay. Knowing that Frank is here to talk about 604, do you have anything to discuss, or it's up to you?
Well, it's we're not increasing the footprint of the building.
Right. When you hop up to the podium, there should be a little push button underneath the microphone, and the green light will turn on when it's on.
My name is Frank Heitzman, 213 South Euclid, Oak Park. So I've designed an addition to 604 Bonnie Bray that does not increase the footprint of the building. What it does is adds a second story above the existing family room and actually shrinks the deck. They have a huge deck that they don't really use. So we're using part of that deck as a, quote, sunroom that that will be first and second floor. We're also digging down the basement under the family room that was built in the 1980s, I believe, to create some additional storage space in the basement. So that's about all we're doing there. It's a pretty straightforward project.
Thank you. Thanks. So at this point, we open it up to conversation among the commissioners to talk about anything that you've noticed in the drawings, or if you'd like to make suggestions. Well, while we have Frank, if there's questions for Frank. Nothing. I have a couple of comments that and in the spirit of suggestions, sure. I did a little sketch over it. So Luke, I don't know if you mind pulling that up, but first of all, I wanted to say I think I love the fact that you're making it an accessible house. You know that,
yes, right.
That these are homes that we can age in now, as opposed to, you know, the client tearing the thing down, right? I just did this for
to see what you're doing
to point out a couple things, and obviously these are just pure suggestions, and we offer them, you know, just to take a look at. But one was the continuation of the stone base there. Of course, that could have been a, you know,
interesting. Okay.
So this approach,
I like that. Yeah.
Starts ties it together as opposed to having two separate elements.
Well, okay.
It's a little more complicated with the roof, and you do lose the bay window into the attic on the second floor as a result of this, which may be a no go, but I thought that, you know, you've got an interesting elevation on the south side, and by doing this, and I didn't change the floor plan at all. So
I understand.
Yeah. I know. I'm sure you see what I'm doing. And also the porch detail on the back mimics the porch detail on the front. And then also I hipped the back elevation to soften it a little bit, but it, again, pure suggestion, but it reads more as one sort of cohesive roof as opposed to the two elements. And you know,
well, I have to say I like the idea of the two elements, though, you know, well, from an aesthetic standpoint. I
understood.
That was very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. And I also thought this might help your drainage situation, but
doing what?
It might help your drainage situation with the two roofs.
Oh, well, you know, it's funny. They have the same drainage situation now with the one story addition.
Okay. Yeah. It's just down low.
And they've never, yeah, and they've never had any issues with it. Yeah. They tell me that it's been dry since it was built.
Well, that's great.
So I wasn't too concerned about that.
Yeah.
And I have done that before, similar kind of a situation in other houses. So I'm not worried about that. I know it looks tricky. It looks maybe not what you should do, but it works.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Again, just purely some suggestions of.
Well, I do like the idea of carrying the masonry around for the foundation. I like the idea of matching the porch.
Yeah.
Could I have, do you mind sending me an image of that?
I'll give you this to you.
Oh, thank you.
But I can send it to you also. But
yeah. Well, I'd like to show it to the owner and see what they think about it.
The final comment I'll make is the windows. There seems to be a real mixture of casement and double hung. And it seems to me, what I noticed on the south elevation was if you changed one of the casements on the existing house to double hung, you could make all the new windows double hung. It would maybe tie it together a little bit more. But
well, I'll talk to them about that too. They like the casement windows in the family room.
Yeah. I figured that might be the case. It's
and those were put in before they bought the building.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, those
I know what you're saying. That's
yeah.
You did more than I would have expected. Thank you for all
well,
of that.
You know, we always we want to give our comments on it, and we don't want to overstep. But that's we're here to offer suggestions.
Okay.
So,
well, you probably know that we're in for a permit already, obviously, because we can't come here without that
right
step.
Right.
Which, by the way, I would recommend not doing that in the future.
Yeah.
To change it. It would be good to have this meeting prior to submitting for a permit.
I agree with that. That's something we can
you probably have to change the ordinance to accomplish that. I'm sorry to say, but
it's most
not easy to do.
You know, it's per
no we actually we I did yeah I met with Luke earlier before we submitted for a permit.
It is my understanding that ordinance can get a little wild, but that for the commission to get involved, there does have to be a building permit submitted. So I will research, take your suggestion, and kind of go back to it and see if there.
It's too late. By the time you have to submit for a permit, you're committed to a design that is difficult to change.
So I will kind of investigate that because I noticed that as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that being said, we've given our suggestions. I think we can essentially take a vote on approving the certificate of appropriateness.
Yeah, I like what you're doing, the continuity. You already have the continuity with the old addition.
Yeah.
But now it's going to be much more useful because that old addition was just one story.
Correct.
And that, this will really help the homeowners use that house fully, the new spaces.
I like not large. Less compensation.
I agree. So do we have a motion to approve their certificate of appropriateness? Second.
Yep.
Commissioner Murr?
Aye.
Commissioner Graham White?
Aye.
Commissioner Krasinski?
Aye.
Commissioner Forehan?
Aye.
Commissioner Sager?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Okay. So we've gone through the other items. Now we need a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Commissioner Murr?
Aye.
Commissioner Graham White?
Aye.
Commissioner Krasinski?
Aye.
Commissioner Forehan?
Aye.
And Commissioner Sager?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned at 7:25.